A church grows exponentially when she plants trees whose shade she will never enjoy. Each generation of our church has planted seeds of faithfulness, and by God's grace, we've experienced the saving power of Jesus from one generation to the next. We currently enjoy the shade of trees we did not plant. In fellowship now, it's our turn to do some planting. Henry Blackaby has powerfully instructed us to watch and see where God is working and join him there. It is clear that God is working powerfully in the families in our church, and we desire to join him in that work. In August of 1986, Fellowship Bible Church launched with a bold vision to plant a Bible church in Roswell and connect families to community. Over the past 45 years, we've seen countless decisions for Christ and celebrated as hundreds of children have decided to follow Jesus. We've invested in the next generation, given generously to the nations, and celebrate God's goodness in being debt-free. We've helped plant churches in major cities like Boston, Orlando, Charlottesville, and Daytona Beach. And we've invested millions of dollars to feed the hungry, mentor the fatherless, support orphans, provide respite care for those in the foster care system, equip leaders, and reach people with the gospel. And we're just getting started.
Honoring the name of Jesus and walking with him has just been so wonderful. It's become a part of us, just being a part of this family.
When you see the difference that it's made in your own life, when you've seen the powerful living word actually changing you, you want others to have that. Having the opportunity to do that is just an amazing blessing.
Fellowship Bible Church is just a location, but the people, the community, is for life. They're an example of Christ on this side of earth.
In 2023, we rallied behind a new purpose as a church that encapsulates what Jesus is calling us into. Everyone, everywhere, experiencing Jesus. We celebrate what God has done throughout our faithful history and step boldly into the future of fellowship with the fresh wind, a fresh vision. We step into a future that doubles down on our founder's vision of preaching the Bible and empowering families. A future built upon a new and inspiring 15-year vision for fellowship. A future that pursues the 90% of special needs families who do not go to church. A future with a central vision to declare to Generation Alpha and their parents that you belong here. This God-given vision will be a kingdom multiplier for our neighbors, our city, and the world. This, friends, is a vision that will outlive all of us. This future is one that will be marked by the trees that we plant today so others enjoy the shade tomorrow. In a word, God is calling us forward.
Here and now, we are launching a 2-year initiative that will blaze a trail for our God-given 15-year vision. Our vision over the next 15 years is to connect families to community in Jesus' name. Forward will catalyze our church to press on toward the upward call of Christ Jesus so that everyone everywhere experiences him. There are two components to this bold new vision. First, we have a bold vision to move forward in the church. Every week, between 1,200 and 1,400 souls worship in person and online at Fellowship. Year over year, we see increases in attendance, families with special needs children, and our membership numbers are on the rise. Over the next 2 years, Forward in the Church represents a $10 million investment in strengthening of our general budget. This is the core of who we are and will ensure we continue faithful ministry to the next generation, adult discipleship, support to our 27 missions partners around the world and here at home. Forward in the Church will ensure that we continue to equip every person in the fellowship family so that everyone everywhere experiences Jesus.
Second, we have a bold vision to move forward as the church. In the next 2 years, Fellowship will break ground on a secure, state-of-the-art children's wing. This building will make room for a growing children's ministry, significantly invest in the next generation, and serve as an anchor of connection for our community. More than 50% of people who choose to follow Jesus do so between the ages of 4 and 14, An investment in our campus facilities is an investment in the discipleship of children and an investment in the name of Jesus for our community. This new facility will have an indoor playground that will be open to our community, an expanded outdoor playground, a dedicated special needs wing for children with special needs, a covered car pull around for inclement weather, common space with 30-foot ceilings for large gatherings, and a place for fellowship to worship. And the best part, bathroom facilities in classrooms for nursery and preschool.
Having a space that is conducive for all children, seeing that we're going to put that right here, right in our backyard, is so cool, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
Our children will have the opportunity to be a part of what Fellowship is doing, but I'm also excited for the children to come who have yet to experience the work that God can do in their heart.
We're confident God is calling the church to this vision, and now it's on us to kind of create momentum.
From babies to high school, like, what is happening with our kids and how God is moving? And if there isn't a better place to start than what the church is choosing to do and being obedient to God.
As we collectively move forward in the church and as the church, we have two simple but challenging goals. Goal number one is for 100% engagement by everyone who calls Fellowship home. If you're part of Fellowship, I'm asking you to partner with us as we strain forward toward the upward call of Christ Jesus. Once Forward produces all the good fruit in us and in our community that is coming, you'll want to be able to say that you are all in from the start. So I hope you'll decide to join God in the ways He's already moving in our church. Goal number two is to reach our two-year goal of $9.5 million for the sake of Fellowship and the kingdom of God. My wife and I have determined that Forward is going to include the boldest commitment, the riskiest thinking, and most generous giving we've ever known. So whether you're a long-timer at Fellowship or a newcomer, may you and I together give God the opportunity to shape our decisions and move us forward in our trust and obedience to Him. Fellowship, God is calling us further forward into His faithfulness. He's inviting us deeper forward in His presence. And He's calling us forward into the future that He has planned for us. A church grows exponentially when she plants trees whose shade she will never enjoy. Fellowship, it's our time to plant some trees. It's our time to move forward.